447. Now I want to talk to you about Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. They are Vermont's most complete locally owned home center, and they are certainly here to serve you in whatever project you may have around the house. If you're doing some building, doing some remodeling, or heck, just need some general building utensils or some tools, they've got you covered. They've got locations in St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. And by going to their website, you can also check out their e-showroom, and they've got the great virtual assistant who can help answer some questions for you to help direct you to the best part of the website to serve you. Our guy Kyle is helping run things over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing better today than I was Sunday morning when I woke up and saw that Mother Nature had decided to decorate my front lawn with shingles off my roof.
Wow. Yeah, it was a tough week, and there was a lot of wind there, especially on Saturday, and sounds like you're maybe going to have to visit your own store for some roofing materials.
Yes, I luckily had this Sunday off, but found myself going to work nonetheless. I had to pick up a bundle of cap shingles and also a bundle of architectural shingles and some tar and a coupe so I could get up there and patch up everything that had gotten blown off the night before, and I was not the only one there doing that.
Yeah, certainly. So talk to us about some of the options when it comes to the roofing department.
Right. So we have a ton of different kinds of underlayment, synthetic underlayments. They've come a long way, stuff that you can put on the plywood decking before you put your actual shingles down. A lot of people used to use tar paper. Some people do. We still do have 15-pound and 30-pound felt paper, but a lot of guys are getting away from that. There's a more, you know, they can breathe better, and there's a better longevity in some of the newer products. Swanton Lumber stocks some of the IKO shingles. Our other locations stock BP and Owens Corning, which are all good quality shingles. Color choices, there's a ton of them. Allocation, we're still fighting with a little bit. So some of the certain colors are harder and harder to get, but for the most part, we're stocked pretty deep with them.
Well, that's certainly good to know. And anything else for me that we should know about? Gift cards coming up for the holidays.
Oh, yeah, gift cards are always available, and if you do have to find any, you know, time to get up on your roof and you don't feel like swinging a hammer anymore, there are a lot of cool options out there now. DeWalt actually has a battery-powered coil roofing nailer that's really, really cool, so you don't have to drag around compressors or air hoses or anything like that with you.
Oh, that's awesome. And I owe you an apology. I don't even know if you knew it, but Friday night I accidentally pocket dialed you. So I don't know how long that voicemail might have gone on for, but I accidentally called you at about 9 o'clock at night, and I think it was running at least 2.5 minutes. So I apologize.
That's okay. I answered it because I didn't know if I had an epiphany and it was actually Monday, but you know, I'll keep the details of the call to myself. Just next time, you know, check your pockets before you head to the bathroom.
I was definitely not in the bathroom, people. Definitely not in the bathroom. So, Kyle, we appreciate you. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week at our appointed time instead of when my pocket decides to ring you up.
An excellent idea, sir.
All right. There goes Kyle over at Swanton Lumber. I was definitely not in the bathroom, people. Definitely not in the bathroom. Walking in, hit a button, clearly, called Kyle, didn't realize it, didn't say anything that I needed to hide from him, but... There you go. How'd your Friday night go, everybody?